evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Colgate Shave Cream Magazine is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream Magazine with stories rare.
The 535th edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel, featuring America's most famous collector of yarns and stories. Some legends, some hearsay, but also interesting that we like to pass them along to you. And to do this, here's radio's number one sports reporter, Bill Stern. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Just a minute, Bill Stern. Last week, you were given the Motion Picture Daily Award as the most popular sports broadcaster in the nation. Tonight, you've won another poll. The poll conducted by Billboard, the National Theatrical Weekly. Bill, may I present Roger Littleford, editor of Billboard.
Bill, on behalf of Billboard, who conducted this poll, by tabulating the nation's radio editors from coast to coast, I present you with the Billboard Award as the nation's most popular sports broadcaster. This means that you have won every national popularity poll in existence during the past 10 years. That's quite a record. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Roger Littleford, and thank you, Billboard, and thanks to the radio editors from coast to coast. I deeply appreciate this honor. Now let's get on with the show. Our guest tonight is Tommy Hendrick, the great star of the New York Yankees. But first, here is Reel One, Portrait of a Great Sports Star. This is the strange story of a great athlete, an amazing youngster named Lloyd Dean. 22 years ago, this amazing youngster was born in the little town of Ridgetown, Ontario. And like all boys, Lloyd Dean grew up loving sports. Yeah, Lloyd Dean loved sports, all right. Even though at an early age, his teacher said about him,
Lloyd Dean? No, I don't think he'll ever be a good athlete. He's too clumsy.
Too clumsy. That's what Lloyd Dean's teacher said about him, but it didn't discourage the boy. No, instead he set out to prove that his teacher was wrong. The first sport that Lloyd Dean took up was the sport of basketball. And as he did, he said to himself,
Clumsy, eh? I'll show him. I'll be a basketball player if it kills me.
Lloyd Dean did make the basketball team in Ridgetown, Ontario. He not only made the team, but his coach said of him,
if that kid'll only stick to basketball, he'll be a great star.
But Lloyd Dean refused to stick to basketball. Basketball didn't satisfy him. That's why he decided to try another sport. And the next sport that he tried was the sport of soccer. And he became such a good soccer player that one day his girlfriend said to him,
gee, Lloyd, if you only stick at soccer, why, the way you're going, you'll be the captain of the team.
But Lloyd Dean didn't stick to soccer either. Instead, he turned to the sport of hockey. And like the other sports, he made it good in this one, too. For soon, he became a fine hockey player, one of the best in his locality. Well, that's the story of Lloyd Dean. A Canadian boy in high school who became a champion in basketball, a champion in soccer, a champion in hockey. But by now, Lloyd Dean was ready for college, and he chose as his school the Ontario Agricultural College. When Lloyd Dean first arrived at the Ontario Agricultural College in Canada, he went straight to the office of the athletic director, and he told him,
sir, I want to try out for the boxing team.
The athletic director looked at Lloyd for a moment, and then he said,
well, now, Lloyd, why do you want to try out for the boxing team? Your record shows you play basketball, soccer, and hockey. So why switch to boxing?
Because that's the one sport I haven't tried.
That's why Lloyd Dean became a member of the boxing team at the Ontario Agricultural College. He was a good boxer, too. He won his first fight. He won his second fight. He won his third fight. He kept on winning, scoring knockout after knockout, until finally he was in the semifinals, and then up into the finals. In those finals, he punched his way to the top. He knocked his opponent out, until one day last week, Lloyd Dean became the 155-pound boxing champion of the Ontario Agricultural College. Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's the story of Lloyd Dean, who became one of Canada's great all-around athletes, and who one day last week climaxed his amazing career by winning the 155-pound boxing championship of the Ontario Agricultural College. A boy who plays hockey, soccer, basketball, and who last week won a Canadian boxing championship, despite the fact that he has only one arm. Back in a moment with another incredible story about another sports star, but first, real two. They say it's the difference in opinions that makes horse races. Well, maybe so. But if you fellas who prefer lather shaves ask around, you'll be amazed how many men, including sports champions, use Colgate Lather Shaving Cream. Because Colgate Lather gives a fast, a smooth shave that leaves your face feeling comfortable. Now, here, for instance, are what some sports stars have written me.
Eno Slaughter of the St. Louis Cardinal writes, Colgate Lather Shaving Cream is so light and fluffy, it softens up my tough whiskers fast, makes shaving a snap. Frankie Albert, flashy quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers, says, Colgate Lather gives me a clean, close shave every time. Lou Brissy of the Philadelphia Athletics adds, with Colgate Lather, there's not a trace of Fuller scrape. In my book, it's the champion lather shave.
Thanks, fellas. And to you sports fans, let me say, just try Colgate Lather Shaving Cream. Notice how light and fine-textured Colgate Lather really is, how thoroughly it softens tough whiskers, how rich and moist it holds up on your face. And notice, too, how clean and smooth your razor slicks off those whiskers and how comfortable your face feels afterward. Yes, sir. For the shave of shaves, get Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, the lather shave of champions. Reel 3, profile of another great sports star. Not so long ago, a great athlete lay in bed in a hospital. One day, while in that hospital, this athlete called his doctor over to his bedside and he said,
Hey, Doc, who's that beautiful nurse standing in the hall? I'd like to meet her.
The doctor walked out into the hall and he said to the nurse,
Nurse, my patient would like to meet you.
But, doctor, who is he?
He's a baseball player.
A baseball player? Well, I don't know if I want to meet him.
But that ball player and that nurse did meet. They met, they fell in love, and they were married. For you see, that ball player who met his wife by asking to be introduced to her when he was sick and she was a nurse, that ball player was just picked as the outstanding athlete of the past year. And here he is in person, the star of the New York Yankees, Mr. Tommy Hendrick.
Good evening, Bill. You just told how I met my wife in a hospital where she was a nurse and I was a patient. That happened once before in sports. Remember Red Dutton, one of the greatest hockey players of all time? Well, during the First World War in France, Red Dutton was seriously wounded and he lay in a hospital slowly recovering when one day, just like me, he saw an awfully pretty nurse, and just like I did, he asked to meet that nurse, and again like me, he fell in love with his nurse and brought her back to this country where they were married. They were happily married, too, and soon a son was born to them. Red Dutton often wanted to take his wife back to the place in France where he had met her, but he never did, and so the years passed. Then came the last World War, and Red Dutton's son joined the Allied Air Force. And as an Allied flyer, one day on a bombing raid, his plane was shot down by the Nazis, and Red Dutton's son crashed to his death in France. But the strangest part of this story is that Red Dutton's son crashed to his death in France in the exact same town where his mother and father had first met. Strange, isn't it, that in a tiny town in France, a soldier and a nurse should fall in love, and even though they'd stayed thousands of miles away from this town for 26 years, their son should return to that very spot to die.
Thank you very much. Good luck and good night, Tommy Hendrick. Reel 4. Profile. Of the world's biggest crook. Recently, the newspapers and the radio commentators in this country headlined the incredible story of nine men. Nine men who held up the Brinks Company in Boston and escaped with over $1 million in cash. This daring robbery made the whole world gasp. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight I'd like to tell you the incredible sports story of one man. One man who made those Boston thieves look like petty chiselers. And I'd like to thank True Magazine for substantiating every fact in this amazing story. This is the story of one of the crookedest men who ever lived. The story of a man who stopped people called the world's number one crook. A crook whose name was Gaston Means. That's right. His name was Gaston Means. Gaston Means, who first came to fame as an athlete at the University of North Carolina. His father was the mayor of Concord, North Carolina. His grandfather was the governor of North Carolina. And yet, in spite of that splendid background, Gaston Means turned out to be one of the biggest crooks that the world has ever seen. Yet, he was a crook, all right. Even though once he did say,
I'll clean up horse racing. I'll clean up boxing. Yes, and I'll clean up sports.
Clean up sports, Gaston Means? What a laugh that was. Let me tell you just a little bit about this incredible, fantastic man. At one time, Gaston Means was hired by a very rich woman, a woman named Maud King. This man was hired to guard her money. And yet instead of guarding her money, he stole her money. He stole over $1 million from Maud King. And then he had the fantastic nerve to say to her,
Maud, will you be kind enough to come with me for a moment?
Of course. But why?
Because I wish to see you alone.
Maud King went with Gaston Means. A moment later, a shot was heard. Maud King was found dead. A bullet through her head. Gaston Means was charged with her murder. He was brought to trial, but they couldn't convict him. However, later on, Gaston Means was to come back into the spotlight. He came back into the spotlight, all right, during the Lindbergh kidnapping. For it was during the Lindbergh kidnapping that Gaston Means went to see Evelyn Walsh McLean, the rich Washington society woman. And it was he who said to her,
Madam, if you'll give me $104,000, I'll guarantee to contact the man who kidnapped the Lindbergh baby. And what's more, I'll see to it that the baby is returned. Alive.
$104,000? That's an awful lot of money.
That was a lot of money. Nevertheless, Evelyn Walsh McLean did give Gaston Means $104,000 to recover the Lindbergh baby. They never got the baby back, and she never got her money back. Ah, but perhaps Gaston Means' greatest claim to notoriety came when he blackmailed the owner of a baseball team. Blackmailed this man for $50,000. That owner of that baseball team could no longer own the baseball team by the time that Gaston Means had blackmailed him. For you see, the man whom Gaston Means blackmailed for $50,000, that man was Warren G. Harding, the President of the United States. Portrait of the man who blackmailed a President of the United States. I'll be back in a moment to tell you about next week's guest star, but first here's Real Five and Arthur Gary.
Good brush and lather shaves depend upon two things, good blades and good shaving cream. If your blades satisfy but your shaves don't, mister, you try Colgate Lather Shaving Cream. You'll see Colgate Lather takes the roughness and irritation out of shaving, gives you the smooth, cool, comfortable shaves you're after. Right, Bill?
Sure does. Colgate Lather Shaving Cream has a light, fine texture that gets down to the base of your whiskers and softens up wiry bristles fast. Stays rich and moist on your face, doesn't dry out. The result is your razor doesn't drag or pull and cuts through clean and smooth. You get a slick shave, a cool shave that leaves your face happy all day long. Champions in every sport have discovered Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, so why don't you?
Right. For shaving comfort, shaving smoothness, use the right cream, the light cream, by Colgate Lather Shaving Cream, the lather shave of champions. And now, back to Bill Stern.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back, same time, same stations, when our guest will be one of the greatest pitchers of all time, the star of the Cleveland Indians, Mr. Bobby Feller. See you then. And until then, I'll be seeing you on the screen in the news of the day, newsreels, at your favorite Lowe's or Associated Theaters. That'll next Friday night at this very same time. This is Bill Stern wishing you all a good, good night.
Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern is on the air. Colgate Shave Cream and the Stern with stories rare. So that it builds advice and you'll look so keen. You'll have a face full, smooth and clean. Colgate Shave Cream and Bill Stern.
Hear the Mindy Carson Show tonight on NBC.